The inquest into the death of Aoife Johnson has opened at Kilmallock Courthouse in County Limerick. The 16-year-old died at University Hospital Limerick in December 2022. The teenager, who was from Shannon in County Clare, had waited 12 hours to be seen at the hospital emergency department. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath, was at today's hearing and joins us now from Limerick. Pat, at the outset, lawyers for Aoife's family said that they'd raised the fact that they're waiting to get access to this independent report which was commissioned into Aoife's death.
That's right. It's one of a number of inquiries into the circumstances surrounding the death of the 16-year-old. This is an independent report that was completed last year. There's also a formal HSE investigation underway led by former Chief Justice Frank Clark. But legal representatives for the Johnson family, Damien Tansey, senior counsel, said they were requesting that the coroner direct that this interim report be made available to the family. Now, for UHL, Conor Halpin SC said it wasn't a matter of evidence for the purposes of the inquest and that the HSE had no problem with it being used, as he put it, as an aid memoir, but it wasn't appropriate for the coroner to make a ruling in relation to the report. And Mr. Tansey also raised concerns about the availability of some witnesses over the coming days. This is going to run for the next 4 days here in Kilmallock, but one of the witnesses who we will hear a deposition from, we've heard a deposition from, a nurse McCarthy, who was on duty that evening. She's abroad at present and isn't available to be cross-examined. Mr. Tansey saying this was far from ideal, but after those housekeeping matters were dealt with, the evidence proper then commenced.
Yes, and that included Aoife's parents giving a really very harrowing account of what happened.
That's right. Her parents, James and Carol, accompanied by her sisters, Kate and Megan, entered the courthouse carrying two portraits of Aoife Johnson. And at the outset, coroner John McNamara asked if they'd like to have them displayed. So they've been brought to a desk at the top of the courtroom and they're displayed at the inquest over the next few days. In his deposition, James Johnson outlined the chain of events that led to him bringing his daughter to University Hospital Limerick, to the emergency department there on the 17th of December 2022. She woke up as normal that morning. She developed a headache and felt unwell. She was brought to Shannon Dock that afternoon at around a quarter to five, and they advised that she be taken to the emergency department. And he said that when he got there, her condition continued to deteriorate, and he outlined how over several hours he made repeated efforts to get further attention for her. He said Aoife's skin was blotchy, she was vomiting, there was no trolley available, she was screaming in agony and ultimately was physically unable to stand. But he said that effectively, as she got sicker and sicker and sicker, hospital staff provided, as he put it, no help whatsoever. We also heard then from Carol Johnson, Aoife's mother, and she said that her daughter was screaming in agony. She'd been put into a kind of a storage room, and she was in such pain that people who were also awaiting treatment were imploring medics to assist her. The emergency department was extremely busy at the time, and it wasn't until 6 o'clock on the morning of the 18th of December that she was finally seen by a doctor. Mrs. Johnson told the court that they had watched their daughter die, and she rejected suggestions that she'd shown some signs of improvement. She said, "We told her she was in the best place for her, but she wasn't."
There was a letter of apology read out to Aoife's parents at the inquest, Pat.
That's right. Court heard that there are two letters of apology, one from the chief executive of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, in which he acknowledged the failings in the care provided and making a formal apology on behalf of the HSE. Mr. Gloucester saying the executive failed Aoife when she attended the emergency department, and there were problems of significant proportions with, as the letter said, clear and catastrophic consequences. He offered profound regret and sincere apology. In a second letter to the family from the CEO of the University Hospital in Limerick, Colette Cowan, she also apologised for for failings in the care, acknowledging the devastating consequences and regretting missed opportunities. As I said, the inquest has broken for lunch. It's going to continue this afternoon. We're going to hear from about 25 witnesses over the coming days, and proceedings expected to continue until Thursday.
Pat McGrath, Western correspondent, thanks for that.